Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm going to start with two items from Los Angeles, both of them done in 1954. The first, Pete Rugolo for Columbia, and the second, Claude Williamson for Capitol. Thank you. from Los Angeles, 1954. Pete Rugolo and his orchestra doing a David Rose composition, a wonderful one, called California Melodies. And Rugolo arranged that for his band. Bud Shank's alto and Milt Bernhardt's trombone and Claude Williamson's piano. Then, taking Claude Williamson out of that band and into his own trio, with Curtis Counts on string bass and Stan Levy on drums, they did Dizzy Gillespie's Woody and You, which is for Woody Herman, W-O-O-D-Y apostrophe N apostrophe Y-O-U, all that for capital. Gene Norman, like Norman Granz, presented jazz music to the people in a number of concerts which he called Just Jazz. And they were recorded early on by Modern 78 Records. This is from 1947. The composition is by the brilliant Edgar Sampson. It's called Blue Lou. We will hear Blue Lou Part 1, Part 2, which means I had to record one side of a 10-inch 78 and then flip it over and so on. Howard McGhee is here on trumpet, Wardell Gray's tenor saxophone. And particularly interesting here is the young Errol Garner on piano, Irving Ashby guitar, Red Calendar bass, Jackie Mills on the drums. Here's Blue Lou. Thank you. Gene Norman presents one of his concerts called Just Jazz, 1947, probably in Santa Monica, somewhere in that area. For Modern Records, Blue Lou, written by Edgar Sampson, and that featuring Errol Garner on piano, Wardell Gray tenor, and that just gorgeous rhythm section of Irving Ashby guitar, Red Callender, bass, and Jackie Mills on drums. Doesn't seem to be much, but it is. A whole structure of Count Basie on that. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... Well, I brought something today for one of my heroes, a very important hero, Rosa Parks, who died a few days ago. And for me, it was her courage above everything else that... got to me and told of the need for honesty that she portrayed. Courage, after all, is in direct proportion to what you have to lose, and she had everything to lose, staying in that seat on that bus. But she spoke of the truth, and I thought to bring something for you and for her, and it didn't take me long to discover that what I needed to bring was Black, Brown, and Beige by Ellington. Ellington had written this tone poem in 1943, getting ready for a concert in Carnegie Hall. But what I did was to bring the 1958 Los Angeles recording. It comes in six parts. It's basically a working of two compositions, Work Song and Come Sunday. And they do that, working through with various instrumentals and a wonderful vocal by Mahalia Jackson, and ending with the 23rd Psalm. So here for Rosa Parks, Black, Brown, and Beige.
God Almighty, God above, please look down and see my people through. Lord, when the day is gray.
before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord, in the house of the Lord forever and ever.
For Rosa Parks, that was Duke Ellington's Black, Brown, and Beige, recorded by Columbia in Los Angeles, 1958, and featuring many, but particularly the wonderful voice of Mahalia Jackson. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and here's Pete Johnson. Thank you. great Kansas City pianist Pete Johnson and his trio, 1941. Al Hall on string bass and A.G. Godley on drums for Decca, Just For You, written by Johnson. And Woody Walder, a clarinet player out of Kansas City, and Booker Washington, a trumpet player out of there. And Pete's Mixture, Johnson wrote that. Pete Johnson, 1941. A lot of requests for Al Hibbler, and particularly for Don't Be So Mean, Baby. This was a composition written by Peggy Lee and her husband, guitarist Dave Barbour. They wrote a lot of good stuff, and this done in 1947 by Ellington, featuring on trumpet Harold Shorty Baker and the vocal of Al Hibbler.
Just because I'm kind and gentle and slightly sentimental, honey, I'm a fool for you. Don't be so mean to baby, 'cause baby's so good to you. Could you go and leave me crying without even trying? You must be made of stone. Don't be so mean to baby, 'cause baby's so all alone. Just because you know I love you and I've loved you for so long, please don't try to take advantage, 'cause I believe that love can do no wrong. When you tell me that you love me and you think the whole world of me, then turn around and say we're through. Don't be so mean to baby, 'cause baby's so good to you. When you tell me that you love me and you think the whole world of me, then turn around and say we're through. Don't be so mean to baby, 'cause baby's so good to you.
Answering many requests for Al Hibbler and Don't Be So Mean, Baby. That was that, with Ellington, 1947 for Columbia. And the wonderful work of Harold Baker on trumpet, Al Hibbler singing. And the composition by Dave Barbour and his wife, Peggy Lee. Red Rodney's coming up next, but first, this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and Red Rodney, his trumpet, and that's for Prestige Records, 1951. They did one called Mark, written by the alto saxophonist there, Jimmy Ford. And this time, The Dream's on Me, written in 1941 by Harold Arlen. With Rodney and Ford, Phil Raphael on piano, Phil Lachine on string bass, and Phil Brown playing the drums. Red Rodney, 1951. Benny Goodman now with Rosemary Clooney. First up, Memories of You.
Sunrise, every sunset too seems to be bringing me memories of you. Here and there, everywhere, scenes that we once knew. Just recall memories of you. How I wish I could forget those happy yesteryears that have left a rosary of tears. Your face beams in my dreams, spite of all I do, everything seems to bring memories of you.
Goodman with Rosemary Clooney for Columbia, 1955, and Memories of You, written by Ubi Blake, lyric by Andy Rezav. Now Benny's going to sing, as well as Rosemary, and this is a rare one by Cole Porter. It's Bad for Me. Thank you.
bad for me, it's bad for me. This knowledge that you're going mad for me, I feel certain my friends would be glad for me, but it's bad for me.
It's so good for you, so new for you, to see someone in such a stew for you. And when I say I'd do all I could for you, it's so good for you.
It's bad for me, I fell till you whispered to me, completely left on the shelf. But since you started to move me, I'm just crazy about myself.
It's a boon for you, a break for you, to hear that my heart's on the make for you. Yet no matter however appealing, I still have a feeling it's bad for me.
Till you whispered to me, completely left on the shelf. But since you started to woo me, I'm just crazy about myself.
It's a boon for you, a break for you, to hear that my heart's on the make for you.
Yet no matter however appealing, I still have the feeling it's bad for me.
Rosemary Clooney and Benny Goodman singing for you, It's Bad for Me, written by Cole Porter, all done 1955 for Columbia. Buck Clayton on trumpet, Irby Green trombone, Goodman clarinet, Dick Hyman on piano, Aaron Bell bass, Bobby Donaldson on the drums, and Miss Rosemary Clooney singing. Here's Thelonious Monk. Thelonious Monk Trio for Prestige Records, 1952. Gary Mapp on bass and Art Blakey on the drums. The first by Monk, Little Rootie Tootie, and the second by Monk's Dream. Thelonious Monk Trio, 1952, right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and...
Playing your music box, keep on playing your music box. Sweet music to worry the wolf away. So happy will reappear, he will know he's not wanted here. Your music could worry a wolf away. So keep on playing that hand piano until he's away. He'll have to go if you bang those keys away. Oh, honey, but we will grin when the money comes rolling in. Sweet music to worry the wolf away.
Bad luck. stuck in trouble everywhere I go. What I go through with, nobody knows, baby. What am I gonna do? I got breaks in my pillow, thrown from a bed. I wish I had listened to everything you said, oh baby. What am I going to do? Well, my present and future all depend on you. You know I should have loved you more. I know I didn't treat you right. Like you need loving every day and night.
Fletcher Henderson started that set 1931 for Victor in the composition called Sweet Music, written by Arthur Swartz and Howard Dietz, with a vocal by Dick Robertson. The violinist was Edgar Sampson, the great composer, and the tenor sax was Coleman Hawken. Then Tampa Red in Chicago 1940 for Bluebird, What Am I Going to Do? He wrote it on pianos blind John Davis, and we're not sure who the bass player was. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you, and I'm going to chase a composition by Count Basie and his wonderful trumpet player, Harry Sweets Edison. It's called Jive at Five. This is Buck Clayton, his trumpet, and his All-Stars, 1957. I'll tell you who is in the band after we hear this. It's part of Mosaic Box number 228, if you get Mosaic stuff, but originally came out on Columbia. So from 1957, Buck Clayton and his All-Stars, and Count Basie's Jive at Five.
Thank you.
Buck Clayton's band, his All-Stars, 1957, and Jive at Five, written by Count Basie and Harry Edison. In that band, Clayton trumpet, Vic Dickinson trombone, Buddy Tate tenor saxophone, Dick Katz on piano, Walter Page bass, and Bobby Donaldson on the drums. Now, Jive at Five, 1952, by Count Basie on Mercury Clef Records. This is a time when Basie had to cut his big band down to 8-piece, 9-piece, depending. And this is Jive at Five. Basie has the introduction, then you'll hear Joe Newman's trumpet, the tenor sax of Paul Quinochet, the trumpet of Charlie Shavers, Basie again, the rhythm section, Basie on piano, Freddie Green on guitar, Jimmy Lewis playing bass here, and the great Gus Johnson on the drums.
Mm-hmm.
compare, Jive at Five by Buck Clayton and his All-Stars, that was a small band of Count Basie's, 1952 on Mercury Clef label. And we heard Joe Newman's trumpet and Charlie Shaver's trumpet and Paul Quinichette's tenor saxophone, Basie on piano. And of course, right there, two Jive at Fives for you. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, here on Sunday afternoons between 3 and 6. Now, on the job, Count Basie at the Famous Door. The Famous Door was one of those small places about the size of your living room. That's right, with a stage where the fireplace is and a long bar against the other wall. And imagine Count Basie's band on the stage and Basie at the piano down in front. But here's what they sounded like one evening in 1938.